they believe it is their birthright to mass murder, steal, kill, and rape, take from people, destroy heritage, and then reintroduce themselves in other societies with all of this wealth that they stole.
Candace Owens went on that Sean Ryan's podcast. Have you watched any of it, Kurt?
No, I just saw it pop up this morning, and I've been meaning to watch it. I saw
one
of the greats complain that Paul Masano just let her talk. I believe that's what an interview is called, though, if I'm not mistaken, Jimmy.
The stuff that Sean Ryan pretends not to know.
You notice it, right?
And it's like, there's no way you don't know this. But anyway,
well, Rogan does that because he's a great interviewer. And so that is a good interview technique. It's just that I already know your previous history and you have a fake name and you're CIA and a drug runner who now loves the Virgin Mary. That's cool. I'm into it. But like, it's not as effective when you do the interview thing of playing dumb, because I know you know a lot, you know?
Shut up.
It's never not good.
So let's listen to what she has to say about Netanyahu being the one who actually plotted October 7th.
October 7th proved they have a right to commit a genocide now, even though they plotted it October 7th and Bibi Netanyahu allowed it to happen. And all the evidence shows that. The whole point is that they've been doing this forever, these false flag attacks. This is the whole history of Israel, is false flag attacks. I mean, look at the USS Liberty, and they still deny what they did. Deny in the face of overwhelming evidence that they believe it is their birthright to mass murder, steal, kill, and rape, take from people, destroy heritage, and then reintroduce themselves in other societies with all of this wealth that they stole, and say that it's because they worked hard. Yeah, they worked hard murdering people and stealing and running the gulag.
Wow. She does not mince words. I like that, Candace Owens.
Yeah, well, I would like to ask Candace, too, but even though I love what she's saying, do you not think that the Vatican also, that's what they do, and that's what America itself does? Don't forget, all that stuff Israel says, the reason it sounds so horrible is because it's stuff we used to say when we were slaughtering all the people who lived here and painting pictures of running them off the land.
Oh, you mean the American?
That's why Israel goes, that's a double standard, because they're like, well, that's how you got your land. Well, we can't do a genocide?
Jesse Lee Peterson said that to me when I was on his show. He goes, were you against the thing in Gaza? Are you going to give the American land back? I'm like, you got a point. I'm not going
to. Who? They're gone.
They're on reservations.
I give them a land acknowledgement.
But I just want to show that this is a picture of the Reichstag fire. And that's what they used. That's what Hitler did and blamed it on. Now the Jews do that. They do false flags all over the place. I mean, that's how they founded their country.
How about Guy Fawkes Day? That's Great Britain. The first one, King James, who made that Bible, the gay king of England that made the King James Bible. Catholics were the Islamists of the day to them. He wanted to blame Catholics. That gunpowder plot that they celebrate catching to this day, that was a false flag. They rounded up idiots no smarter than the ones that the FBI pinned stuff on. The plan was stupid. Then they catch them. Then they get to persecute Catholics. This goes back to the oldest days of the British Empire and before.
I don't know about this.
Yeah, Guy Fawkes Day is also a false flag. So it didn't start with Israel, but Israel did come from England, right? It did come from... The
Rothschilds and then the Balfour Declaration.
Mm-hmm. There's a lot of stuff coming together.
In order to get England out of Palestine and so that the Zionists could take it over, there's a group called the Irgun. I don't know if it's also known as Etzel, is a right-wing Zionist militant group. And who was it led by? Menachem Begin, who became Israel's prime minister. He carried out the attack on what? On the King David Hotel and blamed it on Arabs. They targeted the southern wing of the King David Hotel in Jerusalem, which housed the British administrative headquarters, civilian secretariat, and military command during the British mandate for Palestine. The Irgun planted milk churns filled with explosives in the basement. The blast destroyed much of the wing, killing 91 people, 41 Arabs and 28 British, 17 Jews even.
They don't care about killing Jews.
They don't care.
October 7th showed us.
That's right. and they injured dozens more. It was the deadliest attack on the British during the Mandate period. The group disguised members as Arabs and hotel staff.
Yeah. Why would you ever be loyal to Israel as a Jew? I mean, they'd throw you under the bus before they'd even get to anybody else.
So that's how they started the country. And that was it's a terrorist organization that was started by Menachem Begin. And they use terrorism. So that to pretend like Muslims are the inventor of terrorism, it was the Zionists.
Hey, remember fake Pearl Harbor that FDR let happen? They stitched up to army military officers like it was their fault.
Yep. Let's watch this again.
They have a right to commit a genocide now, even though they plotted it October 7th and Bibi Netanyahu allowed it to happen. And all the evidence shows that. The whole point is that.
So just talking about that point, let me just show you this. We've covered this, but it's worth covering again. So here is Netanyahu, and they did this documentary that showed that, of course, he was the one funding Hamas. We've showed you millions of things where he said, if you want to support Zionism, you have to support Hamas. Well, here's
Bill Maher acknowledges this fact. Bill Maher.
Even he acknowledges this?
Yes, he goes, but I forgive him. He meant well. You don't remember that? We played the clip.
I don't remember.
He was trying, whatever he meant by it, that counts. He just killed all of them, and now you're killing all these people and blame it on them, moron.
But we control the height of the flames.
For October 7th, as the one who fed the beast, he did not create Hamas, but he fed it.
Netanyahu, who is against peace and who is against having a Palestinian state, dealt with Hamas for a long time as a strategic friend. It was important for him to keep Gaza under the control of Hamas and keeping the West Bank under the control of Fatah and preventing them from being united in any way. In order to do so, Netanyahu was all the time helping Hamas to survive.
At the same time that he was under investigation, he arranged for Hamas to receive $35 million every month from Qatar.
Netanyahu can't give the money by himself. Israel will not give money to the Hamas. You cannot even transfer this money through banks, because even the banks don't want to cooperate. So you, the Israeli Prime Minister, needs to beg this small and very rich country, Qatar, to give money to our enemy.
These suitcases of money was given to Hamas under the request of Benjamin Netanyahu.
So there it is. Even the New York Times has reported about the suitcases full of cash that came from Qatar to Hamas at the behest of Benjamin Netanyahu. Now,
for quite some time. We've known this for the entire conflict, by the way.
Yes. And he propped up a religious zealot organization with terrorism in it because he didn't want the level-headed, a non-religious PLO to be governed, and they would seem reasonable. So they had to prop up this Hamas so they could go, we don't have anybody to negotiate with. They're crazy freaking terrorists.
It's what the Southern Poverty Law Center did in Charlottesville with all those Nazis that were really gay guys funded by the Southern Poverty Law Center. It's what the ADL, it's what all of them do. It's called a strategy of tension. We did it in Operation Gladio in Italy when we would fund terrorists. So it's called the dialectic. I don't know. People are going to fall for it forever. You could show all this to anybody, and I watch them blank out and not listen.
I know.
So I don't know. You know, I don't know what I could do besides,
just to let you know that Netanyahu not only funded Hamas and the October 7th attack, but he made sure it happened, which makes him complicit in it, because he made sure there was a stand down order. And how do I know this? Because Israeli TV covered it. The IDF soldiers said so.
Yeah.
You want to
don't forget the leaked tapes from Ben-Gvir talking about the Hannibal directive where they killed all the hostages, which were mostly soldiers.
So let's listen to a little bit of that. So turn it down. So at 5:20 a.m., we were sitting by the radio so as not to wake. And my deputy battalion commander, who was also seriously injured, and thank God he survived, suddenly gets on the radio with a strange message. All stations, I don't know why, I don't know how, something along those lines. No patrol on the fence. What time was this? This was 5:20 a.m. in the morning. All stations are... Hang on, let me back it up. All stations are to hold their positions. This is the actual radio transmission. So in terms of ground forces and ORAV, we don't have anything significant. The brigade used a directive for our forces pending a situation assessment until 9 a.m. So from 5:20 a.m. till 9 a.m., don't do anything. That was the directive to the IDF soldiers, and the IDF soldiers are talking about it themselves, and here's the radio transmission. No vehicle is to approach. I'll say it again, until 9 in the morning, pending the situation assessment. No vehicles to go down. We're in rear staging areas. A brigade-level arrangement. I don't know exactly why. I don't ask too many questions. That's the directive. That's what we do. There it is. There's the stand-down order. Benjamin Netanyahu and Israel were complicit in October 7th. Not only that, but as Kurt pointed out, they killed most of the people on October 7th. Israel admits
it. So you have a festival filled with the non-religious, probably a little more left-leaning ones that don't vote, the Netanyahu party?
Yeah.
The ones that don't like Ben-Gavir?
Yeah.
Why not send them over there and
kill them?
And then... Yeah, and then when the Hamas comes in and tries to capture him alive because, you know, they were doing the Abraham Accords, which would have been the death of everyone in Gaza, so they don't want to kill them, you have your own Israeli soldiers go kill them so you can use it. And then when they maybe hostages escape, you have your IDF kill them while they wave their shirts and speak to you in Hebrew. That's exactly what they did. I'll never forget any of these stories. I don't know how anybody else can. But I remember them now forever. That's Israel's fuck up, because I never used to look into this.
How can you spot an Israeli false flag, Kurt? Something horrible happened, and suddenly anyone who questions it is a conspiracy nutcase.
Yeah, well, if I weren't a qualified Kabbalah expert, so good I'd probably face some of that.
Good for Candace. All right, I'll see you August 30th, our next live celebrity panel show in Burbank. Go to jimmydore.com for a link for tickets. Oh, I almost saw gone. There's only like 50 tickets left. So go over there. Hey, come see me on tour. We'll be in Burbank, California, August 30th with a live celebrity panel show. And then September 18th through the 20th in Chicago, Illinois and Rosemont, Illinois. Go to jimmydore.com for a link for tickets.